USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a completely open mind on that because I've never taken a position on the Constitution on that question. I've only put out proposals for you all.
There's a staging area set up for sick passengers aboard an Emirates Airlines jet in New York. Dozens of them reported getting sick aboard the flight from Dubai this morning. It's about to land at JFK International. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The latest on now a tropical depression, Gordon, from meteorologist Gary Best.
Right now, Gordon is weakening across Mississippi, moving gradually off to the northwest and moving into Arkansas over the next 24 to 36 hours as a much weaker system.
Wind's not much of an issue, but still it's quite a rainmaker, and Gordon's blamed for at least one fatality. A child died when a big tree limb blew down onto a mobile home in Pensacola, Florida. 10-term Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano losing his re-election bid as the Democratic representative was defeated by a progressive candidate, Anna Pressley, in a primary yesterday. That Boston City Councilwoman doesn't face a Republican opponent for the November election, so she'll become the first African-American to ever represent Massachusetts in Congress. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announcing yesterday he will not seek re-election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A man is now in custody after apparently intentionally crashing a truck into a Dallas TV studio this morning before then getting out and going on what's being called a rant. Fox 4 reports the man was taken by police, but that the bomb squad remained on the scene investigating a suspicious bag that he's left behind. So far, no injuries are reported. Executives from social media companies are on Capitol Hill today trying to assure the nation that they are better prepared to fight foreign governments trying to manipulate U.S. elections. Twitter's top executive and Facebook's chief operating officer scheduled to testify before Senate and House committees today. Google was asked to send a representative but appears to just be submitting a written statement instead. Tennis star Serena Williams is backing the decision from Nike to use former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick in its new ad campaign. Williams making the semifinals of the U.S. Open on Tuesday, telling reporters Kaepernick has done a lot for the African-American community, and it's cost him a lot in the process. She said for someone controversial like Kaepernick to be backed by a huge company like Nike is really a powerful statement. A lot of police organizations are making a statement about the ad campaign as well. They're calling for a boycott of Nike because of it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.